Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. Elections in 30 states take place across America today. Many polls are open at this hour, with various poll closing times. Some close at 6 p.m. local time, like Indiana and Kentucky, and some will stay open as late as 9 p.m. local time, like New York and North Carolina. Colorado and Oregon have all mail-in balloting. 80-year-old Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized Monday after hitting his head in a fall at Howard University. Mr. Jackson was there on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With Washington's divisive climate, every vote matters to getting something done. So when West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin held a press conference Monday, people listened.
A key Democratic senator says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage isn't a good idea.
Holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for reconciliation bill.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin saying he won't support the larger bill without understanding how it impacts Americans and the economy. Manchin claiming he has worked in good faith with top Democratic leaders, including Biden, and he won't negotiate in the public eye. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As videos are emerging out of Scotland showing President Biden falling asleep at the self-described critical climate summit, former President Trump accused Joe Biden of not caring about the global warming hoax. Trump issued a statement blasting Biden shortly after a video emerged that appeared to show the president closing his eyes for about 30 seconds while watching the summit in Glasgow, Scotland. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Gloria Allred, the attorney for Mamie Mitchell, the script supervisor on the film Rush, told Newsmax that many questions still need to be answered before final conclusions are reached as to what caused the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Some of the details are coming out, not only from the sheriff, and that's unusual for a sheriff to do as many interviews as this sheriff has done, but also through the intensive investigations being done by the LA Times, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Variety, and many others. So we're learning a lot, but there are many pieces to this puzzle that need to be put together. From my client, who is Mamie Mitchell, who was the script supervisor, and Eric, she was standing very close to Helena, the director of photography, who was so tragically killed, when that gun shot Helena, causing her death, and also that bullet went through to the director, Joel, who and the bullet was into his shoulder, into his clavicle. So this has been a traumatic event. Speaking of trauma, to my client, because that bullet might have hit her, because she was so close to Helena. But fortunately, she had the presence of mind, even though she was in shock, to run out of the church. She was the first person, as we know, to call 911, and her voice is on that recording.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. We're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. I met our next guest at AmFest in Miami several weeks back and look forward to talking with him because he reminded me that it's okay to laugh again. You know, this is the challenge that we've had in our society, particularly from the left. The left doesn't want you to laugh. I mean, they're depressing people. You feel sad for them. He's the author, creator, and star of The Right to Laugh, the longest-running conservative comedy show in America. He's talking about his new book, The Woke Supremacy. It's an anti-socialist manifesto. It seriously can be funny if you have a sense of humor and you haven't lost it altogether, but maybe we'll help you find it here. His name is Evan Syatt. He joins us now. Evan, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've been looking forward for several weeks for us to be able to get together. You're a very busy man, and rightfully so, because not all of America has lost their funny, right?
Well, half of us still have it. It's just the other half control the media. And so you'd be surprised how many conservative comedians are out there. And let me be clear. I don't just mean comedians who happen to be conservative, but comedians whose act is on our side of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, conservative comedians are welcome here. There's no canceling that's taking place. It really even shocks those on the left. They, you know, that we're so free and independent, but we're grateful for the network of independent thinkers and leaders that we're associated with us that allows us this kind of platform.
Oh, absolutely. And look, there are places that we can work and we do work. Mm-hmm. But one of them is the church circuit. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is that the religious right, which is supposed to, you know, according to the media, have no sense of humor, is exactly the opposite. That's where you find real comedy these days.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because you got to have, you know, every artist needs a canvas. And it's sad that the canvas on the campuses have been shut down because now our kids are wired a little bit tight, which is kind of amazing because remember, we were growing up, we were always, everybody was so uptight, right? That was the deal. And now it's our kids, and we're paying all this, we're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for them to go to college just to get uptight. You know, there's just something just not right about this whole premise.
And even more frightening is not to be educated, but to be miseducated.
Yes.
And look, humor has always been the way that truth has been spoken. I mean, back in, you read any of the Shakespeare's plays, or
sure,
it's always the jester who can speak the truth to the king. And once you've eliminated that, there's no way to expand the mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, people have just gotten so sensitive in this cancel culture. Come on. I mean, what is it? We're not allowed to have boo-boos anymore? I mean, what is it with our society here, Evan?
Well, in order to eliminate discrimination, the modern liberal has opted to become utterly indiscriminate. Humor discriminates. Humor says that's silly, that's folly, that's wrong, that's rude. And once you begin, you know, the word discrimination, I believe, is the only word in the English language where the first two definitions are diametrically opposed to each other. Mm. The first definition of discrimination is to engage the mind to carefully consider, as in, be a discriminating shopper.
Right.
The second definition is to totally close your mind, to not be able to see subtle differences between things, as in the evils of discrimination. Mm. And so in order to eliminate the evils of discrimination, the modern liberal has opted to eliminate discrimination in its positive sense, the ability to see and to think clearly.
Yeah, and the only way you can have that is when you are conversing, you're exchanging ideas. But if you're so siloed, as Jordan Peterson would say, you render yourself stupid because you become ideologically fixed, don't you?
Yeah, right. You not only render yourself stupid, but you become the bigot. You become the one who is prejudiced. If you have prejudged everything to be equally right and equally true, that's not to have not judged things. It is to have engaged in no thinking before you've made your judgment. For example, if you can't recognize that America is exceptional, because that's xenophobia, and then that could lead to war. You can't recognize America's exceptionalism. You've not failed to judge America. You've judged America to not be exceptional.
Exactly. Well, and that's kind of... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But now you've got a problem. If America isn't exceptional, how do you explain our exceptional strength, our exceptional creativity, ingenuity? If America is nothing special, then the only way they can explain our exceptional success is because we stole it. Right. So they not only have prejudged America without considering it, but now they have to consider us the greatest thieves in all of human history.
Right. And then you have to apologize for our exceptionalism, like what the president did recently. I mean, here it is, as you said, you know, he misrepresented our country, who's been doing a great job in managing energy. Gosh, I remember when I was a kid, I grew up in Southern California, Evan, and when I played on baseball teams, and we would go out of the city. We, you know, I grew up on the coast in Port Hueneme, California, small little community in Ventura County, and you know, we never had smog. We didn't deal with smog because we had the fresh airs of the beach and all that. But whenever we'd go out of the area and go into L.A. and play baseball games and everything like that, we had to bring oxygen tanks with us because...
Well, I certainly know Port Hueneme rather well. I lived in Calabasas for 35 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
And my children were up that way. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first got to Hollywood... There were smog days and days when they advised you not to go outside.
Exactly.
But what's key about this is it wasn't going back to the past. It was ingenuity that changed this. And
exactly.
So we don't need to cut down on emissions. We need to better our, you know, the technology that we use, not create brand new technology that doesn't work.
Exactly. Well, and this is, again, this is the genius of the American entrepreneur, the free market system that allowed us. And now you go to Southern California, you don't have to worry about it. You can actually see the skies are blue occasionally there when they're not being...
I'm sorry, you were about to get to the same punchline I was.
Okay.
So now you can breathe the air. You just can't walk on the streets without stepping on needles, without stepping on human feces, without stepping on humans.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is all the circle of life that occurs when you are so arrogant and you think that it's all about you. You know, you either laugh or you cry or you do something about it. And I believe that what is happening for all the suffering that we've been going through brought to you by this woke supremacy society, Evan, is that people are starting to stand up and saying enough of this stuff. I mean, this is absurd, you know. That king, he is naked. There's no clothes there.
Indeed, and it's thrilling to see. You know, I'm still a little nervous because even after we win this war, and make no doubt about it, have no doubt about it, this is a war.
Yes.
You know, and wars always look different. You know, the Marxists tried to bring their supremacist movement to the world through revolution. Hitler tried to bring his supremacist movement to the world through invasion. the Islamicists attempt to bring their supremacist world to the world through terrorism, and the fact that this is through coercion, this is through intimidation, it's a different tactic. But
yes.
The end that they are seeking is a supremacist world of only those who are woke.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're faced with, and more Americans are realizing this, and we can be thankful in some respect for COVID, because parents especially have their eyes wide open about their kids' education. We've got more from Evan Syed after the break, so stay with us. We're coming at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Thank you.
fresh and independent we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Evan Sayet continues. He's a comedian, conservative speaker, author of The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks and Why He's Convinced that Ignorance is Bliss, and his new book, The Woke Supremacy, an Anti-Socialist Manifesto. Evan, how does a comedian write such a serious book?
I have two sides to me, you know, and I really try to keep the serious and the funny and keep them as separate as possible, because some of the claims that I make are seemingly so outrageous that I don't want people saying, well, is that hyperbole for the sake of a laugh? I want people to understand, for example, in my first book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, I make the case the modern liberal, and that's anybody born after World War II, getting worse with each successive generation, has been morally and intellectually stunted at the level of the five-year-old child. And in fact, there was a book that came out during this era called All I Ever Really Need to Know, I Learned at Kindergarten.
Right.
And they truly do believe that.
Well, I think there's a lot to learn in the sandbox of life, especially as it relates to bullying. I've often used that term. But, yeah, but if you're stuck at year five, you got serious problems because the world is passing you by. And so that's a good point to make. In this book, The Woke Supremacy, again, you remind us that words matter. And, you know, people misunderstand, as you say, socialism. They think of it as an ideology, but you say not so.
Right. It is not an ideology. It's an economic model. It's a governing system. But it's been used by any number of ideologies. You know, Leninism wasn't Marxism. Stalinism wasn't Leninism. Maoism wasn't Stalinism. Hitlerism wasn't Maoism. There are all these different isms that use this as an economic model and a governing system. And so the fact that wokeism isn't the same as Hitlerism, isn't the same as Maoism, isn't the same as Leninism, but it is the same economic model and governing system.
Because you say it's about the structure of money and power.
Yeah, look, every system is a capitalist system. You know, in Russia, they had capital, they had money, they exchanged money for goods. The question was, who controls the money? Who controls the capital? Uh-huh. In a socialist system, it's the government that controls the capital. In our system, what we call capitalist, it's the people who earn the money who control it. And that's as big a difference as there can be, because one requires massive planning, you know, central planning. The idea that somebody or some group of bodies is knowledgeable enough, pure enough, and that the world is homogenized enough for a top-down, one-size-fits-all policy. And it's just not.
Exactly. How did the Democratic Party get so hijacked?
Oh, we were blind. You know, this was a campaign that started all the way back in the 1960s. What we're witnessing now is the coming to fruition of the revolution started by the radicals of the 60s. Mm-hmm. They made no bones about it that they were socialists, that they were communists, that they sought to overthrow the government. I mean, Bernadine Dorn, William Ayer's wife, the founder of the terror group, the Weather Underground, she approached the bank of microphones and said, "Hi, I'm Bernadine Dorn, and I'm going to read to you a declaration of war." And they committed acts of war. They murdered people. They kidnapped people. They raped people. They murdered cops. What happened, though?
Blew up buildings. Yes, right. Exactly.
They blew up buildings. I mean, they committed acts of war. In a short biography of William Ayers, the author starts out by saying he had spent the past 10 years, that was from after they were disbanded, and for the next 10 years until he became a college professor teaching our children, that William Ayers was on the lam, setting off bombs and issuing communiques, trying to foment a revolution. The problem is, back in the 60s, they couldn't get any grown-ups to join them in trying to overthrow America. People loved America. Yeah. Even Muhammad Ali. And there's a story in my book about the great boxer Muhammad Ali. And he went over to Africa to train for a fight. And he spent weeks over there. And when he got back, the reporters asked him, "What'd you think of Africa, Muhammad?" Now, keep in mind, Muhammad Ali was a black man from the then-still Democratic Party-controlled Jim Crow South.
Yes.
Not only was he a black man from the Jim Crow South, he had already long ago converted to Islam. So he was a black Muslim man from the South. And when they asked him, "What did you think of Africa, Muhammad?" he said, quote, "Thank God my granddaddy got on that boat." All right. So even back then, people knew how great America was and was getting greater. And so the revolutionaries couldn't get anybody to join their revolution. I mean, when Chuck Berry, another black man from the Democratic Party-controlled Old South, came back from a tour of Europe, he climbed down the stairs of the airplane, got down on his knees, and kissed the ground to be back in America.
Right.
So they couldn't get anybody to join. So they went underground. They went on this thing called the Long March Through the Institutions. And they slowly took over education and turned it into their ministry of indoctrination. They slowly took over entertainment and news and turned it into their ministry of propaganda. Now they've taken over social communications and turned it into their ministry of truth. And over this time, we were lax. We couldn't believe there was any other power in the world that could overthrow us. We couldn't believe people within America, as advanced as we are in 2020, with all of the luxuries and the lack of war and the lack of bigotry and the lack and all the opportunities for all, that anybody could want to overthrow America. So we blinded ourselves to reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a slow process, a steady process. You say from the 60s, I say, you know, even going back when progressives took over, you know, public education, which was at the turn of the century. And so it was a slow crawl and a steady one. And this is why you say that socialism will always be around and we need to be vigilant. And as Ronald Reagan said, it's not like, you know, liberty is in our bloodstream. You know, this is a relay race and the next generation has to be prepared to take the baton and take it to the next level. And unfortunately, this has been impeded, as you said, that we've allowed indoctrineers and reimagineers to have control of our educational system and our kids, you know, especially when they come home from college at Thanksgiving, which is just around the corner, and we go, "Who the heck are you? Who invaded your body?"
One thing that so greatly contributed to the horror, the place that we are now, is how near to perfect the previous generation, the last of the great generations, had made America. See, anybody born after World War II really never had to deal with the things that every human being before them had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
They had vanquished polio. They had vanquished smallpox, chickenpox. So you didn't really have to worry about communicable diseases. Mm-hmm. They had abolished hunger. There's no hunger in America. You know, if you're hungry, you beg for a dollar and you go to the 99-cent store and you get 3 days worth of ramen noodles. That's not what hunger used to mean.
Exactly.
There is no real poverty in America. The grinding poverty of Calcutta, if you recall, you know, and so anybody who grows up now has grown up in a world so perfect that they don't know bad exists.
Exactly.
They don't know that evil exists. And when you live in paradise, the correct answer to everything is the utopian answer. If the migrants don't carry disease, don't commit crimes, if there's nothing bad that can happen, then why shouldn't they live anywhere they want to live?
Mm-hmm.
And so you become a bigot in their eyes because you live in the grown-up world where you know that this paradise that was created for us, that we inherited through no effort of our own, that you know, the electrical grid, the roads, the infrastructure, everything that was left to us by the last of the great generations,
right.
and we know that this is not... This is not how the world usually is, and that's why we thank God for America.
I'll tell you, in Evan's book, you will also read Why Socialists Cannot Live in Peace. Think about that. Let you ponder that for a while. Get your hands on his book, The Woke Supremacy, an Anti-Socialist Manifesto. Great insight and a blessing, Evan. I really appreciate it. We're going to link your book at our website. Where else can they get their hands on your book?
Well, all things Evan Sayet, including those on my comedy, is at Evan Sayet, E-V-A-N, S as in Sam, A-Y-E-T .com. And, of course, everybody has to go through Amazon. I wish I didn't, but I do, so you can go to Amazon as well.
Yeah, it was well. Well, Evan, you're a blessing, and I appreciate you coming on the show. Be well, my friend. You take care.
Back at you, Bill. Thank you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. Elections in 30 states take place across America today. Many polls are open at this hour, with various poll closing times. Some close at 6 p.m. local time, like Indiana and Kentucky, and some will stay open as late as 9 p.m. local time, like New York and North Carolina. Colorado and Oregon have all mail-in balloting. 80-year-old Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized Monday after hitting his head in a fall at Howard University. Mr. Jackson was there on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to talk COVID-19 with Dr. Jancy Lindsay. And the question is, why do government leaders continue to suppress evidence of early treatment of COVID-19? She's the director of toxicology and molecular biology, and we're going to be talking about the real risk and corruption of COVID vaccines. Dr. Jancy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. I guess we're still waiting to connect, so we'll stand by and wait for that. Okay. Dr. Lindsay, are you there?
I am.
Well, good. Hi. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So the question before our audience is, why do government leaders continue to suppress evidence of early treatment of COVID-19?
Well, that's a good question. In my estimation, I believe that they want to keep these lockdowns going, and a good way to do that is to keep the cases going.
Is this follow the money? Is this follow the money thing? Are we back to that?
You know, I think it's a combination of profit and also, frankly, a political regime change. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you know, and what's happening to the American people in the process is so disgusting, and then they wonder why there's hesitancy that's taking place, and then of course, I mean, it's a total mess right now. It's totally out of control.
we have to not comply. It's the only way that we're going to get out of this. We simply have to not comply. The CDC and the FDA have been captured and corrupted, for lack of better words. And they're not protecting you. They're not protecting you. They're not protecting your kids. And we know that these shots are dangerous. We know that these shots are killing more people than they're saving. With kids especially, the risk of cardiomyopathy is greater by far, by many, many times, than even their risk of hospitalization. Kids are not at risk for COVID. We know that the CDC is manipulating both the hospital and death numbers for kids. They're frankly manipulating it. It's frank fraud.
And why are we not surprised? I mean, they've been manipulating the numbers from day one, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And we've got to take this in our own hands and stand up and say no. Mm-hmm. They're destroying the middle class. This is a purposeful maneuver to destroy the middle class and to bring down the U.S. This is not by accident. There's mm-hmm. a reason. The World Economic Forum has declared that the U.S. will no longer be a superpower, that you'll own nothing and be happy by 2030. We shouldn't be sending delegates to this communist institution, and yet we are.
Yeah, and of course, Joe Biden's Build Back Better is the theme of the World Economic Council. So, once again, this president proving that he's hard-pressed to find an original idea. He has to plagiarize somebody else's idea. And, of course, the danger of this, as you say, it's all a march to a one-world government. And you've got to get the United States out of the way, because if you get the United States out of the way, as we're seeing even in these G20 conferences, which is quite evident, you put America on the bench, and these world leaders are not sure what to do with themselves.
Yeah, the question is whether you will stand up for your children.
Yes.
And prevent their frank genocide. Are you willing to stand up for your children? This is a disease which is less lethal than the flu by any scientific or medical estimation. Mm-hmm. Yet you're allowing your children to be muzzled, masked, and poisoned.
Well, and this is what more and more parents are realizing, and I think during this era of COVID, I mean, it's being manifest in terms of they're kind of finding their courage against CRT, aren't they? And you can only hope that it doesn't stop there in terms of education, that it continues on a holistic bent to think in all things about our children. Are we protecting? Are we ensuring their future? Are we making sure that the America we hand off to them is you know, the America that was handed off to us, but maybe better, hopefully.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. I think, if anything, we've been allowed to see the corruption that's been going on, the hold that big pharma and large corporations have over public policy. While this has been going on, too, I explained on another show that the People's Ledger is trying to be pushed through Congress. That is basically the reforming of our banking system, taking away private banking. At the same time that we're looking at mandates, they're trying to push through digital banking.
Yes.
We've got to pay attention. We've got to get these people out of office, and we've got to take back our country.
No, I agree with you 100% because of what they've been, you know, thrusting upon us, and they've been dumbing down the electorate. I mean, to such a degree that you've got a majority of Americans that they're still scratching their heads over the last election, but this has been their grab for power, and what they've done in less than a year has just been, you know, it's just been so dangerous and crippling to our country. I mean, where we were once energy free, that's gone. Where our borders were once being secured, that's gone. Our international standing is gone. Look what's happening with inflation, the cost of goods, as you said. This is a direct attack on the middle class, and it's all about getting everybody to conform in this. And they're using everything possible, as Ron Emanuel said about the Democratic Party, is that you cannot let a good crisis go to waste, and they're maximizing this to the hilt, aren't they?
They absolutely are. I just want people to be aware that we are fighting back. We're trying to get the real science to people. get people to understand that there is an agenda behind this, and it has nothing to do with the virus other than using the virus to elicit greater control and take rights away without people being suspecting that it's for political reasons instead of a health reason.
Well, their use of fear is so disgusting. I mean, because this is what they've done. They have feared the constituency to such a degree that, whether it's masks or vaccines and, the war on vaccinations and, our intellects have been tossed aside, and we're being ruled by fear and emotion.
We definitely are, and we're also using the wrong terms. A lot of people say our leaders in Washington, completely forgetting that these are people that are supposed to work for us. They are not our leaders. Unfortunately, we place them in a position where we have given them power that they should not and are not granted by the Constitution, and we simply have to take that back.
Exactly.
There are enough of them that we stand up, but we must stand up. We can't comply. And we need to convince the people that have gotten the vaccines, convince the people that are masking themselves that they've been duped as well and help them. We have to do mask on compliance if you want to see what's going to happen to us in Australia.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dr. Lindsay, as a director of toxicology and molecular biology, you are a scientist. You understand these things. As you said, this is not any riskier than the flu, and that's really the numbers that the CDC presented here, a couple of months back. And, of course, we don't hear about that. We're still hearing about the big numbers. I mean, when, they finally admit that the people that actually died of COVID solely, the true number was like less than 5%. Well, that's half the number of the annual rate of flu deaths, right?
On away this year. Went away last year, too.
Yes.
Surprisingly, right? And the CDC has admitted that the PCR tests cross-react with antigens from the flu. So the PCR tests are wrong. We don't have a pandemic. We don't have an emergency. We just have a failure to treat. It's like someone with bacterial pneumonia and not giving them antibiotics. That's what's going on. And that's what's happening to people that have just plain bacterial pneumonia that go for treatment are being sent home and not even being given antibiotics to treat, so they can end up back in the hospital and put on remdesivir, an event with COVID-like pneumonia.
Mm.
It's ridiculous what's going on. We need to treat hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, safe and effective, used by countries that have eradicated COVID because they got tired of the propaganda and actually went to something that worked. We have to demand this. Yeah.
You're exactly right. We're talking with Dr. Jancy Lindsay. She's the director of toxicology and molecular biology, and we've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 before the top of the hour.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The confusing science that's been coming out since day one regarding COVID, and, you know, Dr. Fauci, who was paraded as, the god of the disease and the poster child, he was going to be the savior, and here we find out, you know, slowly but surely, all these things that were happening and his involvement with gain of function and how he misrepresented things. I just wonder what he must have held back from, you know, President Trump when Trump was first dealing with this, and, there was a lot of outrage when the president decided to close down our eastern border, you know, from people coming in from the east. And I believe part of me just would say logically, you know, he should have shut down the west. But because of the outrage and, you know, this xenophobia that was, you know, sent his way and the way the mainstream piled up on him. I mean, they should be, you know, for me, the deaths of so many should be at their doorstep. The blood of American citizens because of the way they chose to handle this very irresponsibly. And despite, according to one report, the establishment media's attempts to push the COVID-19 vaccine on every American, there are legitimate risks of side effects that need to be reported. In particular, a new study found that Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine increases the risk of blood clots. The study was conducted by the Mayo Clinic researchers in Rochester, Minnesota. They were specifically looking for cases of type of blood clots called cerebral venous sinus thrombosis in Olmsted County, Minnesota, and they published their findings in the JAMA Internal Medicine. With us to talk more about the side effects and these reports that are not being given to the American people, which are, I believe are just contributing more to the vaccine hesitancy, is Dr. Jancy Lindsay. She's the Director of Toxicology and Molecular Biology. Dr. Lindsay, what do you say about this report? I mean, this is something that you've been aware of for a while, but like everything that has to do with this vaccine, it's like it's a slow drip process of getting, you know, the truth out there.
Yeah, it's from frustrating to me, frankly, Bill, I'll tell you, because we've known about the thrombosis for a very long time. If we had proper investigative journalism, this would have been known from the beginning. We had experiments that showed in the fall and winter of 2020 that just infusing spike protein into mice with competent ACE2 receptors caused disseminated thrombosis in a model. And another lab showed the same findings in vitro with spike protein incubated with blood caused blood clots that were resistant to fibrinolysis. Since then, there have been countless other papers that outline the mechanism of how this happens, and yet here is this brand new finding that the vaccines, which all make the spike protein, cause thrombosis. It's maddening, just as maddening as them now accepting that there was gain-of-function research going on. When we knew that there was gain-of-function going on, there was an excellent paper trail, and everybody wanted to ignore it and believe that pangolins and bats from a wet market were the source.
Right.
It's maddening, and it really makes me wonder if it's more about chasing our tail. And here, look over here while we collapse the entire country.
Right.
But look over here, and these shots are dangerous. Mm. These shots.
And meanwhile, while they're collapsing the country and eradicating the middle class, our country is being ravaged by the ruling elite. I mean, these faux scientists, you know, the Dr. Fauci's of the world that have all these patents on these particular antibody ingredients and everything else that's involved with the vaccine and everything. I mean, they're getting heftily rewarded while people are dying. And they could care less, because at the very heart is a philosophy that they hold to. They're like eugenicists in a sense, that they believe that the world is not big enough to handle the world population. So if, you know, if a few million people get culled from the herd, you know, they're contributing to the greater good of the planet somehow, right?
That logic doesn't even hold water. We know that we've had estimates of population growth, and at the rate that we are reproducing now, we won't even sustain the population at what the population is now without any interventions. We are the population is going to implode. We don't have enough people having children, and this is a serious problem. We also know that there's plenty of room for everybody on this planet. It's a greed move. We have plenty of resources, and you really have to ask yourself the question, sure, there's a lot of pollution, but while we ban plastic straws, we still allow plastic water bottles. tell me the logic in that, and who's running the show.
Yeah.
These elites are making billions. What a good business model. I wish I had this business model. Get the taxpayers to pay for the vaccine development, all of the production, all of the marketing, and then pay for the shots again after they're developed.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Then have the pharmaceutical companies have zero liability for their product, and everybody has to take it. What kind of business model could be better than that? They're a bunch of corrupt.
Yeah. It is a cabal, isn't it, Jancy?
It's definitely something not of God.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that. And this is as much a spiritual war as it is a war on science. And I think most of us understand that at this point.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. And for people of faith, one of the things that we brought out in the recent weeks is, you know, I talked with several pastors and I said, tell me where there's been a, you know, there's been some outbreak that has come out, you know, some spreading event that came out of any church. And they said, well, I can't name one. I said, so what does that tell you of how God is protecting, you know, his people? And in much the same way that he protected the children of Israel before they left Egypt and the plagues came in. And I saw this possibility early on. And now to see this evidence, you know, quite clear that God is, you know, protecting his people. You're exactly right. It is a spiritual battle, because the big exchange here is what socialism and what the ruling elites want is they want God out of the picture and they want to replace God.
That's right. You're exactly right. And you just reminded me to tell your audience about something amazing that has happened that I really want to get out. Of course, we've had no media coverage on it, not surprisingly. But the rabbinical court in New York, after 8 hours of testimony from many of our experts in the field on these COVID gene therapies, decided to issue an edict, and they have banned the shot for children and young adults, and even for the elderly, while investigations are ongoing. And this has not been reported anywhere. And I just want to give a shout out to that community for allowing a Christian to even advise scientifically to this, to the rabbinical court. And I'm thanking God for that opportunity and then the outcome. Can you imagine?
That is
to you for your audience too.
No, thank you so much. That that is excellent news. I mean, because when you have this now, when did the rabbinical court decide on this?
They just issued the edict in English yesterday, but they issued their original Hebrew edict about a week ago.
Okay.
Yes, well, it's amazing. And it's amazing.
Well, Dr. Lindsay, speaking of other countries, what countries are getting this right?
The ones that are using ivermectin to stop the spread and transmission of the virus. We have a leaky vaccine, which means, I mean, this is getting caught up again in believing that the virus is as more severe than it is. What's really happening is the failure to treat, which is making the virus seem more severe than it is. So don't get mixed up with that. But if you actually treat early with ivermectin, you don't have a pandemic. So India, El Salvador is handing out kits, the Zoberto kits. Japan just went to ivermectin in the kits that the countries are supplying. It are ivermectin, doxycycline, sometimes colchicine and zinc. And if you take these early, you prevent viral replication and you prevent the virus from binding to the ACE2 receptors. So you stop transmission. All these variants that we're getting and variants that we will get and have that are becoming really a threat to everyone are generated by the people that are vaccinated because it's a leaky vaccine and you can still get it and you can still transmit it.
Exactly.
We've got to stop this. And they're shedding. They're shedding protein. That's a big thing that we're talking about now. This is a real phenomenon, shedding of the viral protein and perhaps the genetic message. We just don't know because we don't have their studies. We do know it's a real phenomenon.
Wow. That's when you say shedding the protein, in layman's terms, what does that mean?
So people are shedding the spike protein from their skin cells, from their exhaled breath, from, you know, in semen and vaginal secretions and breast milk. They are shedding the protein. And Pfizer knew about this early on, had documents that warned about it, but we do not have the actual shedding studies as outlined by the FDA. They have guidance on monitoring shedding from viral and bacterial and gene therapy oncolytic products. They have guidelines on how to monitor. You're supposed to monitor the amount of the gene therapy-derived protein in urine and feces, in sweat, and by other means, and see how much is being excreted and for how long. And we have no information on that.
Why is ivermectin being blocked here? We only got about 30 seconds left, and so why are they blocking it? I mean, in some cases, doctors are prescribing it, but even the pharmacists are not providing. What's going on?
It's all about keeping up the EUA. If you have another treatment, and mark my words, ivermectin is much, much more effective than these gene therapy shots have ever been or will be at preventing and treating COVID. If you have something that works better than COVID that you know is safe and effective, and ivermectin is, then you lose your EUA.
Got to leave it there. Dr. Jansen Lindsay, thank you.
Here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final.